From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Iranian president looks ahead as crippling nuclear sanctions end. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says the Islamic Republic has entered a new chapter in its history in a speech today, praising the end of international sanctions imposed over Iran's nuclear activities. The United States and other world powers lifted oil and economic sanctions Saturday after the International Atomic Energy Agency certified that Tehran complied with the terms of an agreement reached in Vienna last July after nearly 2 years of intense negotiations. Iran has released five people they had detained, some for years. Among them are Jason Rezaian, the Washington Post Tehran bureau chief, and Saeed Abedini, an Iranian-American Christian pastor. Abedini's wife, Negmeh, spoke with reporters.
Surreal, just unbelievable. Yeah, he's out of Iranian soil, and he's in Germany. And after some medical attention, I'm waiting to hear from him. It's been a roller coaster, but it came really unexpected. It came at a time where I thought, well, I'm going to get myself ready for another 5 years, and I'm just going to trust God and spend time. After 3.5 years of travel, I had taken time off to just focus on the kids and my own health and healing. And so it came at a time where I let go.
Again, that was the wife of Iranian-American Christian pastor Saeed Abedini. Also released, a former Marine, an American student, and one other person about whom little is known. The U.S. will release several Iranians who are either in prison or being prosecuted for economic sanction violations. This is VOA News. Taiwan's voters have elected Tsai Ing-wen as the island's first female president, delivering a crushing defeat to the Nationalist Party, which has focused heavily on growing relations with China since coming to power 8 years ago. Her independence-leaning Democratic Progressive Party also won a majority in the legislature for the first time, a development that could have a big impact on economic and other policies with China. Shortly after the results were announced, China's Taiwan Affairs Office, which is tasked with managing relations with Taipei, said it will continue to oppose any Taiwan independence activities. A statement published by the state-run Xinhua news agency said China's determination to protect its territory was hard as rock. Burkina Faso has declared 3 days of mourning following an attack in the capital that killed at least 29 people when armed men stormed a restaurant and a hotel in Ouagadougou on Friday evening. Emily Eyalb reports.
The usually busy street in front of the Splendid Hotel in Ouagadougou is empty of civilians this Saturday afternoon, just hours after the attacks. The area has been sealed off by police, and as of mid-afternoon, emergency personnel were still pulling out the bodies of victims out of the hotel and the restaurant that were targeted by armed men. Al-Qaeda in Islamic Maghreb, or AQIM, claimed responsibility for the attacks. The jihadist group was already behind a raid on an upscale hotel in Mali's capital Bamako last November, which left 22 people dead, including the two attackers. Burkina Faso's government said Saturday morning that the assault on the hotel was over, that four jihadists had been killed and more than 120 hostages released. Emily Yob for VOA News in Ouagadougou.
The new Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, backed by China, has a potential rival to the World Bank and other international lenders, opened in Beijing Saturday. The 57 member nations contributed $100 billion in capital to the bank. China provided 30% of the new bank's capital. Jin Lichun, president of the AIIB, said that the bank's capital would include a number of currencies.
For the sake of raising capital from the international market, we may raise capital in the U.S. dollars, euro, RMB, and some other currencies to benefit the borrowing countries.
Jin elaborated on how the bank's governing structure would work by saying its board of directors would not be chosen based on the amount of each member country's share, but rather from a merit-based system. U.S. health officials have linked a baby born with brain damage at a hospital in Hawaii to the state's first known case of Zika virus, a mosquito-borne disease tied to serious birth defects in thousands of babies born recently in Brazil and elsewhere in Latin America. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.